This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. With Election Day just 2 weeks ago, Joshua Garcia, the new mayor of Holyoke, Massachusetts, was sworn into office yesterday. He'll finish out the term of former Mayor Alex Morse before beginning a full term in January. New England Public Media's Jill Kaufman reports.
In Holyoke City Hall's auditorium, hundreds of people showed up and were still coming in off the street as Joshua Garcia was sworn in as mayor.
It's my great honor to administer the oath of office to the mayor-elect.
With his hand on the Bible and his wife and young children in the front row, Garcia became Holyoke's first Latino mayor.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new mayor of Holyoke, Joshua Anthony Garcia.
Thank you. What's going on, Holyoke? Vaya mi gente.
Holyoke's Latino population has been increasing over decades and is now a majority. While Garcia's election is historic, he has promised throughout his campaign he will be mayor for all of Holyoke.
The bottom line here is, folks, is that Holyoke is a community of differences. Differences in income, culture, the color of our skin, the language we speak, and the people we choose to love.
His number one priority, Garcia said, is to get Holyoke's finances in order. After he was sworn in, he said he really can't know how bad they are until he digs into the city's books. He's called for internal audits of all city departments.
When we talk about infrastructure, the quality of our public buildings and our schools and issues around public safety, each of these are very dependent on how well we manage our resources internally. And so that's where we have to really strengthen our internal controls to the pace of where taxpayers expect.
Another priority for Garcia will be to fill multiple department head vacancies, also open seats on city boards and committees. And there's a morale problem at City Hall, Garcia says, some connected to low salaries and staff turnover. Garcia will also have to bridge a long-time divide between the mayor's office and the city council. Israel Rivera is among the newly elected city councilors.
It's been a long time since the council and the mayor have been working together. And when I say a long time, I don't just mean 10 years ago. I mean more than that.
Rivera predicts relations between the mayor and the council will be a lot smoother than in past administrations. He and the new mayor supported each other as candidates. They've known each other for a long time. But Rivera says that doesn't mean they'll always see eye to eye.
I've worked with the new mayor since I was like 14 years old. We've been through our pushbacks and back and forth for years. We agree on a lot of things and we disagree on probably processes on how to handle different things.
Holyoke is a former industrial city. It's been in a cycle of change for years.
I started my politics in Holyoke, Massachusetts many years ago, and it was like hitting your head against a brick wall.
Heriberto Flores is well known in the region's Puerto Rican community and beyond as a nonprofit director, a developer, and a political mover and shaker. While he says his efforts in the past to change Holyoke failed, young people like Garcia are the future, not just for Western Massachusetts, but elsewhere.
But you have to bridge the Puerto Rican, the Irish, the Polish, the Blacks, anybody who's, and Jewish. This city is a multicultural city, and this has happened in this country. So if we do it the right way and start building the city, it will go forward.
Another longtime participant in Holyoke's politics is City Councilor at Large Peter Tallman, who was re-elected 2 weeks ago and has worked under four, now five, Holyoke mayors. He's seen up close a couple of decades of city government stalemates.
I think the city council is going to have to work with this mayor. We are basically two cities of a strongly white community, Irish, Catholic, Polish, and a Latino community.
Mayor Joshua Garcia begins working with the new city council in January after they're sworn in. Garcia says he could announce his transition team as soon as today. For New England Public Media, I'm Jill Kaufman.